Well, let's talk about town life.
Well, that's where
let's
I was going to go.
Let's talk about Igor.
Let me even go back further. Let me just say what I want to say, and then, like I say, you can poke holes in it. Mr. Blackwell had been on the police radar. We've been aware of him for a number of years, okay? We knew about him back way back into the 90s, where he had actually been the victim of a shooting himself, and he declined to prosecute and signed a document to that effect. So, as far back as that, we have been aware of Blackwell.
I haven't been aware of him doing what?
I'm not going to accuse him of anything, but being involved in activity that would come to the police's attention, either criminal activity, immoral activity, vice activity.
We have an anti-obscenity statute
things.
In Alabama that covers all that
all
stuff.
All that stuff. So we were aware of Mr. Blackwell. All right? When he established Igor, there was information about that. We took police action. We attempted to take police action, meaning, you know, surveillances.
All right, so for the audience, we're talking about, they call it Igor's. It's on the southern-eastern bypass. It was a business he was involved in somehow.
Yes.
And the reports were that immoral activity was going on with strippers and everything else out of that business right here in the capital city.
Absolutely.
All right. It's so cold.